Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, it's your boy DJJJJJ Tetra.
Whips his hair all day. I whip my hair too. You guys already know who this is. It's your boy, that doctor.
It's that doctor.
It's that doctor. Dr. Bones. We have a very, very special guest on tonight that I requested myself. Picked her from the cherry tree.
To the devil.
Her name is Melissa Estrada, or as we like to call her,
Lucifer.
Welcome, welcome, and
welcome.
Hey, welcome to the show today, guys.
I just want to start off by saying happy birthday, Dr. Bones.
Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it.
Goodbye. Hello?
Adios. Melissa, will you please say hello to the people out there, please?
I did. I said hello, everyone.
Oh, sweet. You guys.
But we don't want your attitude.
Happy birthday, Dr. Bones.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. You're ma'am, right? I hope so. I don't know. But thank you so much.
Why do you guys play Justin Bieber? I get enough of him at school.
At home? Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Justin Bieber at home? Whoa.
Wale.
Wale. Wiz Khalifa. Oh, my goodness.
Who is Khalifa?
Woo.
At school.
You see Justin Bieber at school?
Justin Bieber at school?
Yeah.
I highly doubt that.
I don't know what school you're going to.
Do you go to freaking Providence, Rhode Island? No.
I honestly don't know. But thank you so much for being on the show, Melissa. Thank you. This is my request. Later on the show today, guys, we're going to have a Rocky battle. Tetra knows everything about Rocky. I mean everything. Like, this dude's like a king. And then Melissa, on the other hand, she knows a lot about Rocky, too. And I thought to myself, I was like, you know, I want a battle between them both. And I created this quiz today. Me and my papa, we created this quiz for them to go against each other.
And then, you know, we're going to have a boxing match after the show.
After the show, you want to come over to my house. I live on Van Buren and 63rd Street. You come down. They're going to be boxing each other. Oil with oils.
Yeah.
Grease up in oils. You guys don't know, Melissa's rock hard.
Dude, she's a freaking statue.
She's a statue, dude. She's a greasy and buttery.
You're freaking disgusting. It's like you're describing butter. Greasy and butter.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, we're going to put some butter on her too. Don't even trip.
I'm saying what you use when you come out of the shower. You know you rub yourself in sticks of butter. When you
no,
go
I don't.
When you go outside, you feel yourself roasting. Something crispy smells good.
Sticks and stones might break my bones, but I'm Michael Jackson.
It makes sense, Tetra. You know what? It's all good in the hood. Anything new happening today, guys? Anything in the news? Did you guys see anything in the news? Any of you?
Let's see. No.
Nope.
Next question.
Nothing happened today. Well, what about you, Melissa? Anything happened today? Anything
I don't
noteworthy?
Watch the news.
You
don't
watch the news?
I don't watch.
That's right. I forgot to tell you guys. Melissa's homeless.
She's a bum. Just like polish.
I really forgot to tell you guys that. She just wanders from street to street, but that's what's up in the hood, you know? But
I'm not homeless.
You're homeless.
She was on her way, guys. That's the first step.
She was so happy when she came to CST. She's like, oh, guys, can I have a cup of corn chowder?
Oh, guys, warm weather. I love it.
And I was like, oh, yeah, it's cool. This isn't a homeless shelter, so get out of here.
Scram. You bum.
You bum.
You stupid bum.
In the pursuit of happiness, get out of here. We've got bums living in here.
Oh.
You got to get serious with these kids sometimes, you know?
You just got to punch them in the mouth once in a while, you know?
I feel exactly what you mean. A little sports update, guys. The Suns are not looking good right now. Like, they are not looking good. I don't even know what to say about that. Do you know?
Are they not looking good?
They're not looking good. Just like the Cardinals, they're not looking good.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Well, anyway. But this is what I played when Melissa came to our studio.
Melissa, get out of here.
As soon as she walked up to my door on our studio, and she was like, that's what I played.
You guys know how Iama has Jarvis? Iama has Jarvis. We have Jamal.
That is Jamal Reed in the back playing the song.
Jamal, can you say hi?
No.
Okay, Jamal, thanks.
You can't say anything.
Oh, never mind.
Oh,
Melissa.
Yes.
How's it going?
What?
How's it going?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I will not say hi, you fat pork chop. I will not say hi, you fat pork chop.
Melissa.
This is out of control. I will not say hi, you fat pork chop. Anyway, Melissa, how are you doing today? We really want to know. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm cold. I'm really cold.
Is it because you're outside living in the streets?
You cutting glass right now? You feel me?
I think that's it. And then your studio is really cold, too.
Yeah. Are you cutting glass right now?
No.
You're not cutting glass with those things?
What do you mean?
Tetra, can you educate her? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
She can cut glass with those things, you know what I'm saying? New subject, Rocky.
Anyway.
Awkward. She's giving me the weird look. Guys, I think it's about that time.
Is it time for a...
It's a long song. I'm not going to play the whole thing. You get the idea. This is the match of the century. Tetra versus Melissa in a Rocky battle. It's all going to be done after this. No more discussions of who's the greatest after this, okay? I'll put this aside.
And dude, if I lose, I'm going to fight you, Melissa.
She'll fight you.
I'll fight you.
He will punch you in the
eye. I know you will. I know you will.
He will body slam you and give you the Rikishi stink face. But then you don't even play around. You do not want that, trust me. But listen up. Here we go. Let's just start it off already. This is the 2010 Tyler Miranda Rocky Invitational.
Hey, real quick, Melissa, did you study today at all?
No.
You didn't?
Tyler, don't lie.
You did?
No, because I legitimately forgot that we had this until tonight.
Yeah, see? So you guys are equal playing field right now.
I didn't study because I figured there's 6 Rocky movies. Like, what am I going to study now?
Exactly. Okay, I'm going to give you guys a little thing. The questions I took are from part 1, part 3, part 5, and that's it.
Dude, part 5 is the worst one.
Dude,
why did you get part 4?
It's the worst one, dude. I know. But part 4 is really hard to come with questions. But here we go. Let's start it off. Melissa Estrada, you are first. Are you ready?
I guess.
Oh, my goodness. It's about time. Oh, my goodness. All right. What did Mickey make Rocky chase to build speed? Come on. Come on.
Can you repeat the question? I didn't.
Okay. What did Mickey, you know Mickey, right?
Yes.
What did Mickey make Rocky chase to build speed?
A chicken.
Ding, 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 ding. 1 point, Melissa. She's on the board already. Coming out swinging, Blas. All right, here we go. Blas.
Okay.
Tetra. You have the many aliases. This is your name. Oh, I know you're going to get this one, but maybe not. How did Rocky feel about chasing the chicken? What did he feel like?
A Kentucky Fried Idiot.
Ding, 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 ding. Blas comes back with a left hook. 1-1. Oh, things are going to start to get harder.
Things are getting hard.
Things are getting hard right now. I'm burning it. Okay.
Questions on her?
What?
How many questions on her?
You don't worry about that,
Melissa. Don't worry about
that. Damn it.
How are you going to ruin the spirit? Here we go. Melissa, what kind of game did Pauly destroy when he was drunk?
A pinball game?
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, my goodness. She comes back with a left uppercut right to Blas's chin. Okay, here we go. It's going to get a little hard right here, Tetra.
Man.
How many rounds did it take for Clubber Lang to knock out Rocky in the third movie? For the first fight, how many rounds did it take for Clubber Lang to knock out Rocky. Think hard. You can take as much time as you want. Just think about it.
Dang. Jesus. Is there,
Yep. Just think about it, man.
Is the second round? First, right?
Fourth round. It's all right, man. You can rebound. Oh, I told you. Never mind. I messed up. She could have had a chance to steal it. But did you honestly know that one, Melissa?
Yeah.
You knew that one?
Yeah.
Oh, what a liar. She's a liar.
Oh, okay, but next time I'll let you guys have a chance to steal it. My bad. That was my bad. But here we go. Melissa, you're up. You can take a 2-point lead on Petra right now. Melissa, what was the name of the wrestler Rocky fought in the charity event?
You're giving her all the easy ones, Doctor.
Okay, let's see if she gets it.
In the charity event?
Yeah, what was his name? The wrestler's name.
Was it...
Uh-oh, she might not get this one.
Thunderbolts?
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
She has Google on her phone.
You using Google? Why is she quiet? Using Google on your phone?
No.
Okay, I trust
you. I just remember because... Wasn't he Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. I trust you. Okay. She's up 3-1 right now, Tetra. She's up 3-1. I'm really scared. But here we go. You can come back. What were the color of Thunderlip's clothes he was wearing? That's for you, Tetra.
Dude, you suck. You gave me the stupid question.
What were the color of his outfit? Hulk Hogan. Or Thunderlip's. Come on, man.
Dude.
You got this, man. You got this. I believe in you. Pull it out, man. What were the colors of the clothing he was wearing when he was wrestling Rocky?
I don't know. Was it red and white?
Oh, come on! It was red and yellow. Red and yellow.
I was going to say that.
That's Hulk Hogan colors, man.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking of that.
It's all right. It's all right. It's 3-1. She's spanking you.
This is stupid.
So, in Rocky 1, how much money?
Is it me now?
Huh?
Is it me now?
Yes, your question. In Rocky 1... how much money did Gazzo give Rocky to take Adrian out? If you say this, I'm going to do a backflip in the studio right now. I'm literally going to do that.
She's typing in Google.
No, I'm not.
I hear clicking.
Okay, 15?
Was. You have a chance to steal.
Okay, that doesn't count.
Okay, no, I forgot the last time.
You got it wrong?
My bad. We're starting right now.
$200?
How much?
$200. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
You're wrong, too. It was $50, guys. It's really hard. I know. I'm sorry.
How much was it?
$50.
$50.
Tetra.
Jeez.
What did Rocky call the kids Marie was hanging out with on the corner?
What'd he call them?
Yeah, like a name.
What did Rocky call them?
Yeah, they're a bunch of... fill in the blank.
Bums?
Melissa. You have a chance to steal.
What did Marie call the kids?
What did Rocky call the kids Marie was hanging out with on the corner? They're a bunch of... blank.
Bums?
Same
thing I just said.
Oh, I didn't hear.
We'll take it. It's coconuts. Come on. They're a bunch of coconuts. Think about it. Melissa, it's your turn. It's still 3-1. What phrase does Polly say numerous times throughout the Rocky series? It's not ooh-ah. I don't remember him saying that.
No.
It was a disqualification.
What'd you say?
I'm going to just guess on this. I'm not really sure. Is it... I don't sweat you.
Wow.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, my. With an uppercut. She is up 4-1. Tetra, this is the final question in the regular round. Who does Apollo Creed ride into the fight in the first movie? Who is he portraying as he rides into the fight?
George Washington?
Ding, 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 ding. Is now 4-2. Going into the final round. These are worth... 3 points, and you each get one. So,
she gets it right, I lose?
Basically. But you're going first. No. She'll go first, because the second one goes with it. This is for you, Melissa. This is really serious.
Is this the last one?
This is the last one. This is from the fifth movie. After some time with Rocky, Tommy Gunn was given what precious item from Rocky to the dismay of his son? For 3 points.
What did Tommy give?
What did Rocky give Tommy Gunn? What precious item?
Was it his shorts?
Whose?
Rocky's.
Tetra.
Was it Apollo's?
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, my goodness. So what does that make the score?
I have 5, don't I?
You're 5-4.
Did I win? Oh, because
no,
if I miss it, you can
no,
steal, right?
Yes, this is it. Final question. I didn't think this competition was going to get to the end of the wire.
And Melissa, I love you, man.
This is it. This is for all the marbles. Last question. Tetra, what did Apollo tell Rocky after he let him borrow his trunks in Rocky 3?
What did he say?
Yes.
What do you mean?
What did Apollo tell Rocky when he gave Rocky his trunks in Rocky 3?
I want a favor. I don't.
Melissa, just consider this. This is for the win. For the win,
okay.
For the bragging rights of the 2010 Tom Ryan Invitational Rocky Championship.
Can you repeat the question?
What did Apollo tell Rocky after he let him borrow his trunks in Rocky 3?
Didn't he say to wash them and return them back?
Ding, ding, ding! Oh, my goodness. Down goes Tetra. Down goes Tetra.
Fun.
Melissa, I grab your hand in victory. You win.
Oh, my God.
You win. You took it out on the last question. You knocked him out. You know what you had?
What?
You had the Eye of the Tiger. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a close game.
That was close.
I'm happy.
That was really, really good.
You know what sucks?
What's up,
like,
man?
Literally every question you gave her, that's the one I know.
For real?
Yeah.
I kind of knew that when I was making
it. Did you know?
When I was making for everybody out there, because me and Tetra go way back with Rocky. Like, you don't even understand. Like, we just spent days just talking about Rocky. So I had to, like, literally, like, give her, like, the questions that I knew Tetra wouldn't get, because he would get them immediately.
Like, during summer, there was, like, a period of we're talking, and we did nothing but, like, a Rocky.
We did nothing but talk about Rocky. Like, for example, like, we were talking about before the show. We were sitting here talking, and I was like, I couldn't give any questions on Spider Rico because Tetra would know him immediately. Immediately. Like, Spider Rico is, like, our favorite person in the world. If you haven't seen any of the Rocky movies, check it out, Spider Rico. He's in all of them. I don't know if he's in all of them.
No, he's not.
He's in the back, like, moonwalking in the second and third one. Fourth
I think
one,
it's in two of them.
He's in all of them, but he's in the background.
Oh.
I think he plays Gazo in the first one, too.
Melissa, can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. What three people are in every Rocky?
What?
What three people are in every Rocky?
Are in every Rocky?
Yeah.
Well, Rocky.
Okay.
Polly.
Uh-huh.
And...
I want to take a shot at this after her.
I want to say Spider Rico, but
get out of here. You lose.
Get out of the studio. Okay, let me get a shot. Rocky, Polly, and Apollo Creed, the black guy.
Duke.
Apollo Creed died.
No, Duke.
His trainer.
Yeah, right? Am I right?
Yeah, he's in every single movie.
Thank goodness, I got it. Whew. I just want to say
yeah.
I'm the ultimate Rocky King, so.
That's got another 50 points.
I just want to say that. I'm like the ultimate king. Melissa can take me out whenever she wants, and I'll just murder her. That's for next year.
Next year?
That's next year's. Or we can do it later.
College?
Or we can do it later, because I think I could take you. But I can never go against Tetra, because we love each other. Is that right, baby?
Yeah, I don't know, baby.
Yeah, I know, baby.
Okay.
But thank you so much, Melissa. Like, that really, like, just, that made my day today.
I can't believe I won. I really thought Tetra was going to win.
I told Tetra yesterday that she was a dark horse, and he called you a demon.
Yeah. It's every single question that she asked her, I legitimately knew.
I know. See, I did that on purpose. I thought you were going to get the other ones, though, but...
No, that made me mad, because I wanted to just blit it out and disqualify her.
I don't know what I would have done. Oh, my goodness. That was good, though. Like, that was legitimately really, really good. I know what you were thinking in your head, though. You were really angry, weren't you?
No, like, I didn't know the short one, but when she,
I know in your head.
I didn't know the short one.
Huh?
But I didn't know the short one.
Oh, the short one?
But when you said who's shorts?
Yeah, see, I
and it wasn't Rocky.
I know. But
wasn't the question what was Thunder Lips wearing?
Yeah, red and yellow.
Yeah, that was like, I thought that was gonna be like an easy question. You know what I mean? Because I know how Hogan's colors are red and yellow.
Yeah, see, it was easy.
But
yeah.
I thought it was like a trick question.
Yeah, for all the Rocky fans out there, I hope you guys are really enjoying this. Because I know we have a lot of people that love Rocky listen to the show, and you guys are getting a handful right now of Rocky. You're getting more than you bargained for. Rocky is amazing.
We're promoting Rocky right now.
Rocky is one of the best movies to ever come out. 1977 was the first Rocky. 33 years ago.
1976.
Ooh.
Hey, you like being on
the
show?
Sylvester wrote it in 75.
Really?
Ooh.
Who's really going to originally play Rocky, huh?
What?
Who's really going to play Rocky? It wasn't Sylvester Stallone. You know who it was?
Who?
Seal. It was Seal.
Okay, stupid.
I ain't going to lie. I don't know who it was. But it was somebody else, though. It was like Ryan something.
Secret?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I know for Adrian, it was supposed to be some other lady.
For real?
Like some white blonde. She got ugly.
Ugh. Likes white blondes.
Dude, Melissa, can I ask you some more questions just about it?
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
What's Drago's nicknames?
Rocky's nicknames?
No, Drago, the Russian.
Oh, the Russian?
Yeah. What's his first name, first of all?
Ivan? Isn't Ivan Drago?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, but what's his nickname?
I want to say Ultimate Male, but that's Thunder Lips.
That's Thunder Lips. What are you talking
about? Ultimate Male?
I think it's like a...
Can I guess?
What is it?
The Russian Stallion?
No.
Ah, darn.
I think it's like the Siberian Bull.
Oh, I think
you're
right.
Death from Above.
How did I forget this one? I should have asked. Oh, it's already over with. But
I think
one.
It's... No, it was Death from Above.
Huh?
Something like that. I think it's like Death from Above or Death from Below, one of them.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. See if you guys can get this. Either of you. Just shout it out if you think you know it. Who did Tommy Gunn beat to win the championship? The black guy. You gotta be like a real fan to know this. I already knew this one, though. It was a black guy. He had a fade. And he beat him to become champion. Neither of you?
I don't know.
Come on.
You don't know?
No.
Union Kane. Union Kane.
Ooh.
That's what it was. That's kind of hard, though. Like, I'm going to lie. That's why I didn't put it in there, because neither of you got it.
Yeah.
I would have felt ridiculous.
It would have been an awkward moment.
That's kind of awkward. I got some shout-outs right now. Some people want to throw me shout-outs. The dude named George. Shout-out to him. And his little sister, Millie. Tetra, you got any shout-outs to throw? I know you got some shout-outs.
Hey, let me give a shout-out to Big Max.
Big Max.
Not Salvador.
Salvador? Oh, okay. Okay. Tetra. Okay.
What?
Melissa, you know Salvador, right?
Salvador. Sal's the choir guy?
Sal?
Sal
the choir guy?
Big Sal?
Dude, didn't we call him Big Mac?
Huh?
We called him Big Mac in middle school, didn't we?
Yeah, well, because, like... I tried to write on the paper Big Man.
Yeah.
But my N looked like a C, so it said Big Mac.
Big Mac?
But I'm not giving a shout-out to him because he sucks.
He sucks and he stinks and he smells like Big Macs. But legitimately, like, Melissa, tell Tetra how he sings. Like, tell him how his mouth looks when he sings.
He sings all, like, he exaggerates too much.
Like, he looks like a fish, like, breathing. He's like, mwah, mwah, mwah.
He was like a walrus.
He was, like, seriously making out with the air. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, he really was.
Dude.
It was more creepy when he dressed up like Santa and he's all...
He came out from the backstage dressed as Santa and ran into the audience and was like...
You see the Chester.
Dude,
what?
He's being a chester. Dude, he's like rubbing little kids' heads.
She tied him in a Clarissa to do a duet.
Clarissa, what a good person. She's
like
nice.
Ebony and Ivory.
What'd you say?
Sing Ebony and Ivory.
What? Clarissa's so bad.
Oh, you guys, I was at Clarissa's house earlier.
Oh, tell me.
Oh, and then we were just laughing, and she was telling me a story about her cousin.
Uh-huh. Tell us about
I guess they had a birthday party, and they made cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little girl's like chubby, right?
Uh-huh. The little cousin's chubby, is that what she said?
Yeah. And she got her cupcake, and she ate it. And then Clarissa's mom goes and picks up the trash, and she's like, where's your little cupcake paper thing? And then she's like, I had a wrapper.
Okay, you're bringing the jokes. I see you. You know what you're doing, Melissa? All day. Hey,
dude, a couple weeks, we're going to rematch, Melissa.
You want a rematch?
Okay. Yeah.
A rematch will be had, and I'm granting it. Melissa, you really redeemed yourself. I'm not going to lie. You came on here the first show. But how did she act?
She acted like a chump.
She acted like a chump. She came on here, and she was like, la, 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 la. And then we're like, you know what? You know what we gave her, right? We gave her the old... And when you get to hit the road, Jack, you never come back. But it's my B-Day. Brought her back. And she killed it today. She killed it.
She killed it.
She killed it. And I like it. I like when people come on here redeem themselves. But there are some people who are just blacklisted. Sal, he's blacklisted.
Big Sal.
Big Sal, you're blacklisted. You've never been on here. You're blacklisted. And you'll never be on here. I promise. You don't want millionaires. And you're never coming on here, I promise.
Ever.
Who else is blacklisted, huh, Tetra? Just give me some names.
Emiliano.
Who?
Emiliano.
Emiliano, blacklisted. He's in my axis of evil. I have a circle called the axis of evil. You know who's in it? Emiliano.
Who?
Sal.
Yeah,
who else?
The girl with the mole on her face.
The girl with the big mole on her nose.
She still goes to school.
Gay people. Who else, et cetera? People who stink.
Yeah, I hate stinky people. Mexicans. I was going to say Mexicans, but...
But there's some Mexicans that are really cool. But there are some, you know, that's just like...
Me, Tetra.
Yeah,
okay.
You're cool. You're like a...
I hate you right now. You just beat me on my own show. Don't you think we're friends?
Don't you ever... No. No, but there are, like, some cool, like, Mexican people, and there are some that are just like, oh, let's go to Ranch Market and buy a cow's head, you know? I mean...
Oh, my name's Taco. I like eating spicy manure.
Oh, yeah, all day, baby. You already know. And then I slap them. I'm like, you already know, baby. That's mine. That's us.
I slap with the American flag. It burns them.
Dr.
Bones, did you tell Tetra about the shirt?
I told him before.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That sounds cool. You should take a picture of it when you make it.
You should take a picture, and we'll put it on our website.
All right.
Melissa, I forgot to tell you. We have a website now. Go to...
I know.
Oh, yeah, you know. You always listen to the show. My bad. Who doesn't listen to the show? But I'm going to reiterate it once again for all the people out there. The Dr. Bones and Tetra Show .web.com. That's it. Go on
Melissa.
There.
Yes?
What does the show look like?
Well, it's going to be black. And then it's like black background, and it's your picture, and then Dr. Bones, and it's kind of like a cartoon, kind of.
Uh-huh.
And then it just says, you already know, baby. And on the bottom says, Dr. Bones and Tetra Show.
Ooh.
It's sick. She showed me this like blueprint today, and I was wowed. I was like, oh, my God. It's tight. And I really appreciate it.
Four backwards.
Exactly. So thank you a lot, Melissa. I appreciate it. I'll give you a good shout-out. Hello. You get it. Thank you a lot.
Oh, a shout-out?
Oh, do you have any shout-outs to give out? Go ahead. You say Sal, I'm kicking off the show. That's the only way I'll kick you off the show right now, if you say Salvador. So go ahead. You got any shout-outs?
No.
Let's wrap this up.
That's all the time we have, guys. But seriously, we're about to end the show right now. This is Dr. Bones. You already know.
Yeah, now it's your boy, DJ Ketchwa.
And?
Melissa.
Oh.
Melissa.
It's Melissa, guys.
Melissa.
Melissa.
Melissa. Thank you a lot, guys. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, I don't know, baby.